Bahraini anti-regime protesters are marking the first anniversary of their revolution. The demonstrators are marching towards Manama's Martyrs Square. Thousands of Saudi-backed regime forces have been deployed across the tiny kingdom to crush popular protests. Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Bahraini Charge d'Affaires and protested demonstrations held near the Iranian embassy in Manama. The move came after a group of people gathered outside the country's embassy in the Bahraini capital and chanted slogans against Iranian officials. In Saudi Arabia, security forces have arrested the head of Awamiya Health Center in the eastern province for treating injured protesters. The move comes as part of the Saudi regime crackdown on protesters. Several demonstrators have been killed and dozens of activists arrested in Saudi Arabia since February 2011. China has said it is committed to preventing war and chaos in Syria. China's Prime Minister Wen Jiabao said Syrian people themselves should decide their fate. He added that Beijing seeks a peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria. Major Asian stocks have fallen after Moody's downgraded the debt ratings of several European countries. On Monday, Moody's slashed the ratings of six EU countries, including Italy, Portugal, and Spain. The rating agency also put Britain, France, and Austria on negative outlook. Reports coming out of Britain suggest there are worrying signs that racism is increasing in Britain. Dozens of videos have recently emerged revealing shocking racist incidents in the country's transport system. The British football clubs have already been embroiled in racism scandals. Argentina's Transport Workers Union plans to boycott British ships amid a simmering territorial dispute with Britain over the Malvinas Islands, also known as the Falklands. The union, which includes dock workers, says the measure will apply to all UK vessels reaching Argentina. And a severe cold snap has claimed over 600 lives across Europe. More than 70 people have died in Romania alone. At least 250 others lost their lives in Russia. Temperatures in some countries have plummeted to nearly minus 40 degrees Celsius.